Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, August the 7th, 2014, on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, with live streaming at Buckmaster Show and KVOI.com. Also, podcasts and our complete show archive is at buckmastershow.com. Let's get right into it. A couple of weeks ago, it took a convicted double murderer 2 hours to die and more than a dozen injections of lethal drugs during what everyone agrees was a botched execution. In light of that, now is a good time to consider our state's position on capital punishment. Should Arizona abolish capital punishment in favor of life behind bars? We want to hear from you at 790-2040. Capital punishment is our topic on this month's edition of The Showdown on The Buckmaster Show, featuring commentators Sean McCluskey, Tea Party and Republican Party activist, and avowed leftist David Morales, who is the creator of the Three Sonorans blog site. David and Sean, how are you gentlemen today?
Excellent.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we've had quite a few Facebook comments, folks already weighing in on this topic, and we'd love to hear more. Rose will be checking the Facebook page for Bill Buckmaster during the show to let us know if there's some more comments coming in. But here's one of them from Mike. The death penalty sends the message that it's okay to kill people sometimes. If it's fine for the state, why not for the individuals? Who needs all that judge and jury stuff, especially since they still occasionally get it wrong? David Morales, should we not have a death penalty in Arizona?
Yeah, I think it should be abolished. I mean, we're actually the only Western nation that has a death penalty still. And, you know, it's kind of primitive. There's so many ways that you know, we can go about this today, but I mean, if you just think about it fundamentally, you're sending the message that killing people is wrong by killing someone. And murder is the only crime where we do this to. I mean, if someone rapes someone, you don't rape them back. You don't, you know, this is the only thing. The cause of death on the death certificate is homicide, you know, and this is homicide by the state. And, you know, there's other things that we can go into, but I think just fundamentally the state, especially in today's modernized world, should not be executing people, especially since there's so many innocent people that they get exonerated from death row.
Sean McCluskey.
I think the victims their families would disagree with you, but I was going to save this for later, but I'm going to bring it up now.
Go ahead.
Because
let it out. You
say that it's not okay to kill somebody who has committed a heinous crime and killed others, but yet, as like most liberals, it's okay to abort a fetus that never did anything wrong. How is that right, but killing somebody who killed somebody else, that's not right?
Does the fetus have a birth certificate?
Is it not a live, living thing? You've had two kids. You know that an ultrasound,
tumor,
you can see a
tumor is a live, living thing, but
it doesn't have a heartbeat.
But we're going down a different track here.
But it comes back into, most liberals are the quintessential hypocrite because of the fact that you are pro-choice, which you're allowed to murder babies, but you won't kill a convicted murderer.
Well, you can flip this back on you. I mean, most pro-life people are pro-death penalty.
And that's the way it should be. That baby did nothing wrong. The convicted murderer killed somebody.
Here's the thing,
though.
And
there's been proof that says that they did.
Here's the thing, though. Is murdering people wrong?
Absolutely.
Okay, then why does the state murder people?
To send a clear and concise message to everybody else that if you kill somebody, your demise is coming. You're not going to spend your life beautiful little prison in a 6x6 cell, and you get 3 squares a day, and you get to go out in a yard. No, you lose your rights at that point, and your life is terminated.
Now there's other issues that we can go into. So first of all, the death penalty was abolished by the Supreme Court in 1972, but you know, this is one of those
states' rights.
I think, and this is what I think we're going to see today, is there's a lot of data and facts on this issue, but I challenge you to provide any data to back up anything you say. I bet you it's going to be mostly emotional. For example, the whole issue of, you know, the victims. Okay, when you do something wrong, there's the state takes care of it. The state is not here to provide revenge or vengeance for any people.
Oh, I don't think it solves the issue. I don't think it gives any satisfaction to the victims' families whatsoever, but that the person died because they killed the person that they took out of their lives.
Now the person that took two hours to die recently, one of the things you said on Facebook was, I bet his victims loved it.
No, I said, I bet you they didn't feel remorse for him.
I
bet you they didn't.
Sean McCluskey is here, and David Morales. It's a very hot button topic for sure. We've had a lot of Facebook comments. Lauren saying, hear, hear, time to abolish the death penalty. Ernest weighed in on Facebook on Bill Buckmaster saying, it's long past the time to stop state-sanctioned homicide. By the way, Ernest says, I have witnessed as a member of the news media an execution. We'll get back to that. And the whole thing about witnessing, I'll be asking David and Sean whether if they, as citizens, would ever consider witnessing.
I think it should be on pay-per-view.
All right. Okay, David?
Well, I mean, that just shows how primitive our society is. If you like to see someone being put to death, I mean, if killing people is wrong, why would you watch it on pay-per-view? You know?
Everybody has morbid curiosity. Why do we slow down at car accidents?
All right, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe Diane was first in on the show, so she will be first to air her comments. Go ahead, Diane.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is an important topic.
Yes.
And as far as being primitive, our Western civilization is not very good anymore. And that's because people, and you don't want to hear about religion, but the Bible says do not kill, but the murder must be taken into seriousness, that the one man, I feel sorry that he took him 2 hours to die, but the victims, people forget the victims. It's definitely horrible for people that are bad and evil to be alive. It's just not right.
So all right.
Thank you all for the topic.
Well, thank you, Diane, for weighing in. And we're going to go back to the live line before we bring in Sean and David. Doug has a comment for, I think it's specifically focused toward David Morales. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be offensive, but I thought the comment that David made that a fetus doesn't have a birth certificate shows idiocy.
That's a fact.
That's hardly an excuse to warrant abortion as an okay or feasible act. I agree with Sean saying that his opening statement that the left makes abortion, you know, a very fine thing to do, you know, but
I don't know anyone that's pro-abortion. No one that I know is pro-abortion.
Pro-choice is pro-abortion.
No. We're not pro-abortion. No one. I'm not advocating
you're
anyone.
You're ending a fetus or you're
I am
alive.
Not advocating anyone to get an abortion.
You're obfuscating the wording there.
No. Okay. No one has ever said, you know what? Get 10 abortions this week. Like that, you know what? But that's a different issue.
Okay. It is a different issue. And Joe, we're going to go right back to the live line. 790-2040. Joe, you are next. Go ahead, Joe.
Great topic of discussion.
Thank you, Joe Dreyfus.
Mr. Morales, what do you bring to the table here in the way of experience on human loss to murder?
Well, I mean,
have you ever lost anybody?
I've had people that have died in my family, yes.
That were murdered. So far, I've got seven. Two very beloved. The other grandson and grandfather of my grandbabies, three of which were killed by illegal aliens. And these people don't care. And if you don't believe it, talk with some of the men and women that have to guard these people. They are the dregs of society. And this is not Mexico, where it's a very violent society and they have no death penalty. This is the United States. And if you will read further and do further research, you'll find out how many times somebody was accosted and looked at the perpetrator and said, you'll get the death penalty, and the person moved away. It is a deterrent.
Okay, Joe, thank you for your comments. Go ahead, David.
There's been
Morales.
Zero evidence that death penalty is a deterrent. In fact, recent studies have shown that it's not a deterrent. 87% of all criminologists oppose a death penalty. And if you look at the states that have the death penalty have the highest murder rates. And we can go down to disparities. If I know you guys don't believe in facts and data, but like, for example, the number one indicator of whether you're going to get the death penalty in a murder trial is what?
Guarantee you're going to go to color. I guarantee
it's race. And guarantee it. The data. I know you don't believe in data.
I'm pro death penalty. That's for example, awesome.
In Alabama, 60% of all death penalty cases are a black person.
And how many people? How much of the prison population? How many of it is black? I mean, come on. The facts.
And of all the murder cases, I was going to go there. And of all the murder cases in Alabama, only 6% involved a black person murdering a white person.
Regardless of that, what is the prison population?
Of the murders. We're not talking about the prison
population. They still killed somebody, right?
Yeah.
And so they still should deserve to die.
6%.
Like that fetus.
6% versus 60%. This is the problem. You don't get killed for killing a black person in this country. The person who killed Martin Luther King did not get the death penalty. If you kill a white person, you're almost, in Louisiana, you're 97% more likely to get the death penalty if you're black. These are facts. And I had the whole sheet with me, but I forgot to bring them. But they're all over the place.
But you went to color again. Because every time you go to color, it's irrelevant. Take New York State. Take a state that's not primarily dominated by color and see what the murder rate is there and the death penalty rate is there.
They have done that. I have all 50 states.
All right. 790-2040, very hot button topic about the death penalty. Should we abolish it here in Arizona? Still plenty of time to call in on the live line, and we've had some very good response on Facebook as well. And I want to read this Facebook comment before the break, Rose. This comes in from Rob on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook site. How is it that a drug addict can kill themselves in 45 seconds, but when the chore is turned over to the government, it takes 2 hours, 2 lawyers, 2 psychologists, 2 nurses, and a judge on a vibrating massage gurney? That comment coming in from Rob. We want to hear from you, and we've still got time to do it on the Buckmaster Show. It is the showdown. Sean McCluskey is seated to the right of me, and appropriately so, and David Morales is to the left of me, and I'm right here in the middle. We'll be right back. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust.
That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is the showdown. Sean McCluskey to the right of me, David Morales to the left. The topic, is it time now to abolish the death penalty? Adriana weighed in on our Bill Buckmaster Facebook page, along with a lot of other people. And her comment is, the leftists live in a victim mentality. It's always about what they feel, their race, their income level, their sex, versus what is right. They just don't get it. David, when you hear a comment like that, what do you think?
It's ironic because it's the exact opposite. When I bring up race and everything, that I use statistics. Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys make pro-death penalty arguments, you're the ones that are using feeling. You're the ones that are using kill the bastard, revenge, all this stuff.
But you kill the babies. Feeling.
You, do you want to stick to the death penalty, or do you want?
It is a death penalty. If you get it, if you go there, you're gonna. It ends up in the same result. They get vacuumed out and suffocated. This other guy died by lethal injection.
You want to stick to death penalty?
Yeah. Lethal injection. Okay. Are you for or against?
Now let's talk about lethal injection, because this was brought up.
Yes.
Now the death penalty has changed all of a sudden in this last year. Now when the Supreme Court said it could be allowed again, it said, first of all, you know, there's cruel and unusual punishment, which is
that's in the Constitution.
I know. Now, it also said if you bring back the death penalty, you must know that it's not going to cause pain to the person.
The gentleman did not suffer.
Now, you don't know that.
Depends on which would you, now, by wait, the doctor's now, testimony, they said that guy did not suffer.
There's no doctors in there. So
doctors that witnessed.
Okay. Now, last year, with something important happened. The chemical company that we got our death
from the
penalty,
host country, correct.
They decided we're not going to sell give this it to the United States anymore. And so what happens is now the United States has no chemicals that kill the people. So what they've been doing is they've been turning to unregulated compounding pharmacies.
Putting together a cocktail.
To just make stuff up. Now, here's the thing.
Can we go back to Rob's comment?
Yes.
Can we hire the local drug dealer and mix up a speedball for $60? We can off these people.
Who's the person that is in charge of killing? There's no doctor.
Who's
in there,
the guy who pushes the plunger?
Yeah.
Okay, that should be sent out to the highest bidder, and it should the funds should be used to offset the deficit.
So that person can become a murderer for themselves.
Let's get back to the live line. Dan has been waiting patiently. Dan, you are up now on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead on the showdown.
Thank you. The point is this, like you said, the guy was unconscious and did not suffer, but we don't need to go to fancy drugs for all this. Remember all these Hollywood gals that just take a bottle of sleeping pills and go to sleep and never wake up again? And those bottles of pills are worth about 95 cents. And it's very simple, and nobody ever suffers.
Okay,
that's a very good point, because if now you take the murderer out of it, you just give him a bunch of sleeping pills and say, okay, take these 90 pills and you're never going to wake up again. It's self-inflicted murder.
Now,
that's probably the ultimate justice, because they killed innocent victims and now they can kill themselves.
Just give them the suicide bottle almost.
We got to make sure they take it.
Oh. Now, there's another important issue when it comes to the death penalty, and that's that it's not always guilty people that are put to death. We've had 144 people on death row that have been exonerated, like 30 years after, you know, they found, you know, this juicy DNA of evidence.
And I'll give you that. And technology's gotten much
better.
And
it's usually black people. And how many people have we put to death?
And I'll give you that one, too. 30 years ago, we were a little more racist than we are today.
So the thing is, you know, when we talk about the death penalty, we're talking about, well, you know, the punishment should fit the crime. Most people never did the crime to begin with. The thing is, when it comes to death penalties, those are highly, you know, they're public, they're emotional, and especially when it's a black person and a white person that gets killed, you know, black person that killed them, you know, that's going to be super sensational. Of course, you got to, you know, kill the person. Like I said, when do white people go to jail? When do white people get death for killing black people? 1% of the time.
Irrelevant of race.
Very irrelevant.
Or color or status or wherever
they
live.
It matters if you're brown.
If someone killed me, I would like that person to suffer the same.
To pay the ultimate
that I
suffer. It's not the same, though, because to have the same, you know, amount, you would have to call this person up and you know, this person would have to call you up and then for 20 years say, I'm going to kill you, you don't know when. I'm going to kill you, you don't know when. That's torture right there by the state.
All right, Ron checks in on Facebook. Death penalty appropriate, method of execution is inappropriate. Marjorie says absolutely no death penalty anywhere in the USA. It is inhumane. John, it's wrong to kill people to show people that killing is wrong. And public hangings needed. That's what Rodney thinks about all of this. And Michael says they should be made public, maybe even televised, so people can actually see and know what they're talking about. Right now, executions are more an abstract concept. Most of us will never witness one, and it's easy to talk about something you never see or experience. It's devoid of context. But remember that as a nation, we had lost our appetite for public executions quite a while ago. They're too disturbing.
Well, I look at it this way. If we didn't execute them, then we should put them into tent cities like Joe Arpaio did and let them live at a minimalistic state. And
that's
it should
fine.
Be at the...
Yeah, life.
At the least amount of cost incurred. Or, like I said before, we put it on pay-per-view and we publicize it throughout the entire country, throughout the entire world, take the revenue from it and put it into the coffers.
Actually, if you did that, I mean, so war was always like, you know, really, really big support, except for the Vietnam War, which was the first war that was actually televised. And when people saw the horrors and atrocities of war, they turned against it. I think if people saw, like I said, death penalties are different now. Back in the day, even a year ago, they were different than they are today, because we do not have we don't even know the chemicals, and actually the people always sue to get the chemicals that are going to be injected, and no one even tells them.
Okay, heroin, cocaine, and something else. I don't know. Ask your local drug
dealer.
Don't
be joking around. That's not what the state is injecting these people. And we don't
guillotine?
And quick comment so everybody gets represented here. Doug on Facebook also to Bill Buckmaster. No, that is the problem today. Criminals do not fear our justice system. So to those that say yes, let me ask you a question. Say a dear loved one of yours was raped, sodomized, and tortured, and then killed. Would you feel the same way? I think not. That's what Doug
says. It all goes to emotion, and that's the thing. There's a system of laws, and there's things that you... And then, you know, who gets a death penalty? you can murder people in different, you know, there's no like litmus test that says you do this, you get the death penalty. You can have high priced lawyers. Like I said, the race of the victim. Okay. It's arbitrary. And the Supreme Court banned it because of that.
All right. Good topic. Sean McCluskey, David Morales. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll look for David Morales on the Three Sonorans blog and his very prolific Facebook page where he attacks Sean McCluskey, usually in three times a day to get it.
Keeps you on my toes.
Yeah, it keeps Sean on his toes.
It's lively conversation.
It is. It really and is. We'll see you, gentlemen. We're usually the first Thursday of the month, so we'll see you in September, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House is said to be considering direct military strikes in Iraq to help stop the advance of Islamic terrorists who are threatening Christians and other religious minorities in the country. A homeowner in suburban Detroit convicted of second-degree murder in the shooting of an unarmed woman who showed up intoxicated on his porch in the early morning hours last November. Jurors rejecting Theodore Wafer's claim that he acted in self-defense. NATO's chief is promising to provide help to Ukraine as it tries to put down an insurgency by pro-Russian rebels in the country's east. Firefighters pouring water into parched trees and brush saved a cluster of homes in Oregon's Columbia Gorge from a wind-driven wildfire. The Dow is down about 96 points. The NASDAQ is off 30. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Hike along the Continental Divide Trail, go birding along the Gila River, fish at Lake Roberts, visit historic Pinos Altos, or check out the world-class collection of Mimbres pottery at Western New Mexico University in historic Silver City. Plenty of great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge. Find out more at Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Britton Dornquist is with us right now. Britton is the Main Street Business Assistant Program Manager, and Britton, just back from, speaking of, Silver City, exactly, of all places. You had a great time over there.
Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Yeah. It's funny. You're just reading that, and I was just smiling ear to ear because it was one of the first times heading over to Silver City, and that ad reads true. We had a terrific time. I will definitely be back and stayed at one of your sponsors.
Yes, thanks. Bear Mountain Lodge. We send a lot of the Buckmaster Show listeners over to Silver City, and everyone comes back, Britton, saying with a big smile on their face.
Oh yeah,
they've had a great time.
It's like staying in a gallery, but it's relaxing like a lodge should be. It's an amazing place. It's a lot of fun.
So we're off and running with the modern streetcar. I know you're very happy about the way things went the first weekend. Yes, granted the fact it was a free ride,
exactly,
and now we are into the paying stage of the program. How does the whole Main Street Business Assistance Program, how did that fit in with the whole modern streetcar?
Well, of course, the streetcar was one of the RTA's projects. We work on all of the regional transportation authorities' projects. We were part of the ballot initiative. They allocated a portion of funding for a small business assistance program. We created the Main Street Business Assistance Program from that funding. And we've been at it now for 7 years. And, of course, the streetcar was one of the largest projects the city of Tucson. It was the largest construction project the city of Tucson has ever undertaken. We were there from day one, bringing information out to the people in the area along that streetcar. Our outreach database, we go about a quarter mile in all directions around the streetcar, and for all projects for that matter. And so there were about just under 900 businesses represented in our database. And we began our informational liaison stuff very early on. And of course, when they got the Tiger Grant, then it was real. Then for sure it was going to happen. And We took that in stride, and then I had our construction ombudsman out there. We did our one-on-one consulting. They're still finishing up with a number of clients still out there in the corridor.
How have the clients reacted? I know there were some tough sliding at different points through the project, but overall, you say there were about 900 people that are kind of under your portfolio that you were looking in on. How would you say generally the mood was and is right now?
Well, right now, I mean, they're probably 98% of the people that we speak with are very bullish about the streetcar. They're very excited about it. You know, construction is construction. It has impacts. Not all businesses are affected equally. And certainly some felt it harder than others. That's a given on any construction project of that magnitude and scope. But that construction's been over now for, a year and a half. And there have been lots of little things that they've been doing along, little tweaks here and there, and finishing up stuff and installing artwork and lots of testing, incredible amounts of testing for the streetcars. And then, of course, the launch that took place here just recently on the 25th. And, yeah, they had a terrific opening weekend of about 60,000 people rode the streetcar on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which was what was to be expected. It was a free launch weekend. And then,
novelty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people came down to enjoy that and see it and experience it. And then Monday it started up as a paid service, and their numbers were great. They basically surpassed their estimates. They were expecting about 3,600 a day is the average that they would be looking at. Most streetcar systems around the country have all exceeded their estimates from ridership. In fact, I was reading something that said that Phoenix was, and their light rail system, which has been running for a while now, is hitting like 2020, 2021 numbers in terms of ridership volume. Different animal, light rail, and ours is a modern streetcar circulator. But it still, through the week, numbers were great. Into the weekend, they continued on and averaging about 4,900 through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So for the week, they far surpassed even the initial numbers. And when you consider that 40 to 50% of the ridership will be student-based in estimates, and the students aren't really back yet. Starting to come back slowly.
Mm-hmm. So that should be a boost, certainly.
Yeah, so it'll certainly hit the numbers that they were estimating in terms of that.
Britton Dornquist is with us, program manager for the Main Street Business Assistance Program. And before me, I have a draft copy of something called, this is called The Mitigation of Transportation Construction Impacts on Business. This is prepared for the City of Tucson. This is the draft report. Safe Harbor Working Group and your group, Main Street Business Assistance Program, put this together. What is it?
Well, this is this afternoon we're doing the final review of this document. The Safe Harbor Group was a collection of people within the city of Tucson, our Main Street people, representatives from the RTA, and a couple years ago they were looking at the Safe Harbor. Safe Harbor's had a different name associated with it within the city. They've used that as a blanket description of business assistance in general, everything from development services related things, certificate of occupancy, how do you continue to keep corridors viable and full while construction is impending or coming or during the transition of acquisition and all those kinds of things. So it's run a variety of different descriptors. In this particular case, we were coming off a number of big projects for the city, and the Councilwoman Karen Ulick and Councilman Steve Kasachek both wanted, of course, they've got some of the biggest projects, you know, Grant Road and Streetcar and others, Broadway, et cetera, all coming through their wards.
Coming online.
Exactly. And they're saying, you know, are we doing enough? What can the city do? Can we do more without violating, you know, Arizona gift clauses and other kinds of things? We've been doing some testing of certain things on certain projects. Should we be rolling those out to others? What's working? What's not? So this group got together and they ground through a lot of stuff internally, looked at things that had worked, didn't work. What can we do? What can we not do? Had city attorney involved and lots of heads of various departments. We did some subgroups that we looked at, real estate related kinds of things, and came back with this report, which will be going to mayor and council. They did some things last year that what I would call were you know, harvesting some fruit from the tree very early, and mayor and council put some things immediately to rest and to task around some things that they could do around sign code related issues and other things that went into effect immediately last year. And then other areas we've had to continue to dig deeper. We'd also did an exhaustive research of other best practices around the country and studied a lot of other jurisdictions. And the thing that came out of that was really encouraging is that our program, the Main Street program, in combination with what the city's already currently doing, is actually one of the best programs in the country. And I kind of had a sense of that because we get so many calls from all over the country asking mm-hmm. about our program mm-hmm. and how do they roll it out in other jurisdictions around the country. But it was kind of proved out through all this research and time spent. So that's not to say there aren't other things to do. And we've put together 17 additional recommendations, all focused on everything from little things to bigger things that the city will look at in a forthcoming study session and take some of these things, I have no doubt, and implement immediately. And some things will maybe take some more time and work. But you know, it's like a business. You always want to be improving. We did some workshops and asked businesses to come in and weigh in, took their feedback very seriously, addressed those individual concerns, and put those in the report. In fact, those comments were an appendix of the report. And we really looked at what was being said there, what we were doing well, what we can do better, how can we improve. And frankly, we've got a lot more projects coming, you know, yep. within the region. Yep. The RTA has lots of big projects, you know, beyond the streetcar, everything from work along I-10 and Grant and Houghton, et cetera, et cetera.
We will definitely have you back on Britt and Dorn Quest as this, I'm sure this will probably get kind of a fast track. And business owners, one of them saying, find ways to speed up construction. Yep. Can't we have a percentage of the construction project go to business assistance services like the public art percentage does? All good questions from business owners, which are contained in this draft report. Britt, I'm going to have to run, but we'll have you back to talk about this.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's the Buckmaster Show at 12:46. Don Luce, attorney to the Buckmaster Show in the house. We'll have Don with us just in a few seconds. Back after this.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and cockroaches. You know what I did? Smartest call I ever made in my life. I called my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. I was introduced to a guy named Joey. He'd been my technician for 11 years. A great job. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
No, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, joined in studio with attorney Don Luce of Luce Brown & Associates with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor and author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, which is now in its second printing, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don Luce, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks.
Always a pleasure having you on the show. We want to begin today with the whole thing about texting while driving. You know, we started the show with kind of a hot button issue talking about the death penalty. I think when you bring up this whole thing about texting while driving, that's another one that really gets people going.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Bill, because Arizona has been unsuccessful in getting a statewide ban on texting and driving. And we're only one of two states with no statewide texting law. So something triggers people's emotions when you talk about limiting their ability to do things inside of their cars while they're traveling. Now, Phoenix and Tucson, by contrast, both have laws that prohibit texting and driving. The difference between the two, incidentally, is that in Tucson, texting is considered a primary offense, which means that if an officer observes a motorist texting while driving, he or she can stop the motorist and fine them for merely texting while driving, even if there is no other traffic offense involved. In Phoenix, it's a secondary offense, which means that an officer cannot stop a motorist simply for texting while driving. There has to be another traffic infraction involved or reason for the stop.
Yeah, and apparently the word is out from the police department that they have only issued 50 tickets for the violation in 2 years, according to a review of the citations. That seems, on the face of it, Don Luce, to be quite low. But as Councilman Kasachek put it, that might be 50 prevented accidents.
Yeah, it very well could be. A recent study suggests that every year there are hundreds of accidents statewide that are caused by cell phone usage. It's not necessarily all texting, but the fact of the matter is that if you have an electronic device in your hand that you're looking at while you're operating a motor vehicle, you're not paying the proper amount of attention to the driving activity. And With regard to your point about there have only been 50 mm-hmm. tickets issued mm-hmm. in more than 2 years, yeah. And you know why? Because it's hard for the police officers to actually know what a person is doing when he or she has a cell phone.
Yeah, they would actually have to be pulled up almost right alongside of you and see the person holding the cell phone out in front of them.
And those are probably the 50 tickets that were issued.
Those are the ones issued. Let's move on to the DSEG judge in the TUSD long-running desegregation suit, I believe, is one of the longest DSEG cases in the United States involving TUSD. The judge now has okayed an attorney for a mediator, and TUSD's upset about this, Don Luce.
Well, you know, this case is interesting for that reason and for the reason that you pointed out earlier, which is this order has been in effect for decades. It was supposed to be ending in 2016-2017, but that even is in doubt. There is a special master. His name is Willis Hawley, and he serves as a sort of a mediator between the parties. It's his job as a special master to try to get the parties together and agree upon various issues to basically conclude this DSEG order. But what the judge in this case said in appointing an attorney for the special master was that TUSD is actually becoming more aggressive and using more of a legalistic approach to the various issues. And reading some of the comments from the trial judge, one is left to conclude, I think, that TUSD has taken a different tack with regard to the litigation. Now, interestingly, TUSD does have a new superintendent. And there have been some staffing changes, and they've even changed their legal counsel. So maybe it's the result of those change in circumstance that we're seeing a little different approach that TUSD is taking with regard to the litigation. But the U.S. District Judge who entered this most recent order wasn't happy with the fact that every single little issue is getting litigated. And what the special master said was, Your Honor, I'm more than happy to do my job. And by the way, the special master's been paid about $662,000 during the last 2 years.
My goodness.
But he says, but I need a lawyer. Everybody else has a lawyer, and so I need one. And the judge said, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a lawyer too, and TUSD, you will pay for the special master's lawyer. And by the way, it's $475 an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Arizona redistricting. This is something that the public probably doesn't really understand what this is all about. But bottom line, I guess the Supreme Court of the United States could be announcing at its first public session in October whether state lawmakers will get to redraw the congressional lines in Arizona.
Right, exactly. So the history behind this is that in 2000, the voters of Arizona approved a proposition that essentially delegated the redistricting functions to a commission. Historically, and in most other states, the legislators do it themselves. But in Arizona, about 14 years ago, the voter said, we want an independent commission to do the redistricting. And the thought at that time was it would take some of the politics out of the process. Well, what happened was the GOP wasn't extremely happy with how the lines eventually got drawn, and they contended that the commission wasn't independent. So the Republican lawmakers filed suit to have the court declare the commission to be unconstitutional. What the plaintiffs in this case want is an order saying that legislative districting can only be done by the legislature, despite the fact that the voters voted otherwise, and the five-member commission disassembled. They don't want this districting function to be done by anybody other than themselves. Now, this is a case that may or may not be accepted by the Supreme Court. But as you pointed out, we'll know for sure in the first week in October, which is when the court convenes again. If the Republican lawmakers win this case, then what is likely to happen is that there will be an alteration in the 5-4 split between Democrats and Republicans that currently exist, and the Republicans are hopeful that they can turn the number in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the lower court decision is affirmed, then the 5-4 split will remain, and the Democrats will remain in control of the congressional seats in Arizona.
All right. Don Luce, who is a Buckmaster Show contributor. He's our legal contributor, author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, Never a Shortage of Laws to Check Into, Don Luce. It's a handbook for non-lawyers in its second edition, available at all better bookstores and, of course, on Amazon. Estate Planning in Arizona is Don's other book, What You Need to Know, really what all of us need to know.
I think so. Estate planning is such an important subject. It's not just for rich people.
No, it's not. Everybody needs to have some kind of an estate plan. Don Luce, thanks. Have a great week.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up this afternoon here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Mike Shaw with his show, For Tucson at 4, and then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning, and Christy Simone, the Daily Double 8 to 9, and then Rosemary Brandt, producer, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you with our Friday Focus interview. All sorts of questions for the Pima County Recorder tomorrow, F. Ann Rodriguez, about the upcoming primary. That's on our Friday Focus interview. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.